or there's a serious sickness, well, you take him to Laredo to see the doctor, and if it's necessary, you send him to the hospital.
What if somebody was pregnant? What if a woman was pregnant?
Oh, she had to go to Laredo. And years ago, we had to have some midwife here, you see. I was born by midwife, you see. I know my children were by midwife. None of my children were brought by the doctor.
So there was a midwife here?
Yeah. No. Not that I know.
I mean, there was.
Huh?
There was in the past.
There were. Yeah. That's what they were. Yeah.
That's interesting. Now, did you have any way of taking care of it? Like, did the midwives have any way of cutting pain or anything?
Nah. So a woman, when a woman was pregnant about to bring a child, she had to suffer the pains and that they came with. Look at any what kind of animal.
So they didn't have any. They didn't do anything. To,
they can do anything there.
They didn't use a knife or an axe or.
That's the reason why sometimes a woman died, because nobody had to make an operation, like a serial operation or things like that. You see.
So sometimes people would die.
And sometimes, you see, they don't prevent, they want to clean enough to bring a child there and get infections.
So that, well, there wasn't much way, I guess, around it if there wasn't any running water or anything here.
Well, you have to take their child with them.
Well, now, tell me, did you ever use roots or plants or anything for medicine around here?
Yes. But I don't believe that the modern people there know nothing about that, you see. But I remember my mother used to have a weed. She would keep some kind of variety of weed with a wide, long leaf that she called her borraja. That's for fever. And then manzanilla, that was for stomach aches. And so on, you see. And
what would you do with the leaves?
Would you make some kind of tea with it?
And drink it?
Mm-hmm, I drink it.
And were there some others?
Huh?
Were there others you would use for medicine?
Yeah, most of the people use have there to
for
day.
What else would you use for medicine?
What
other leaves or roots or something would you use for bark?
One that we used to call istafiate. Istafiate was for colics.
Now what did you do with it?
You can chew him or make a tea with him, burn him.
And let
you put him in water and drink it in a kind of water. Just.
Well, did you have any way of killing the pain or anything?
Any what?
Any way of killing pain?
Not that I know. I don't know much about medical herb. But that's the way that my mother and grandmother used to do it. You see, we ain't got no other means there. Got no doctors around here.
What about chickens? Did you ever have cheap chickens,
bro? Well, usually most of the people got chickens, red chicken for them. We have our own eggs and our own chicken. We have to eat chicken with.
Well, tell me, where would you keep the chickens?
When they in the chicken house, you know what it is. We just make them a small place, you see, and fence it with a net wire around and put a rope on top of it, and that's when we raise the chicken there.
Would you have any other place to just keep?
Well, we used to have a small place there when I don't know how you call it, when the kids about to, we call them culeca, when they quit laying eggs. And start for bruising, what you call them, do you? To put eggs in it and bring the chicken with it? With a separate place for it.
What was that called?
Huh?
What did you call the separate place?
Well, we just call a common pen, that's getting on a smaller pen.
Are there,